The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello, welcome to our meditation together, and one of the associations many people have with meditation is calm, is becoming peaceful, tranquil, and this idea of becoming calm can be overemphasized, and if it's made the be-all and end-all of meditation, then it becomes a limited value, the meditation. There are times when it's important to be able to sit and meditate with a lot of agitation, a lot of chaos, a lot of uncertainty, and because our life, the meditation is meant to meet all our life, the whole range of it, from whatever it might come and visit us. And when you sit regularly every day for over months and years, ideally everything will come through and be processed through meditation, including our agitation, times when we're not peaceful. But to say something about becoming peaceful in meditation or calm, there is a shortcut to a certain kind of peace and calm. It's maybe a very difficult shortcut, and maybe one that some might seem outrageous or unrealistic or inappropriate. And that shortcut is to not take anything that happens in meditation personally. Not to use what happens in meditation to define oneself. This is who I am. I'm this kind of person. I'm this kind of meditator. You might feel like I'm meditating, kind of the way the meditation is going is not the best way, and it may be appropriate to change it somehow. That's fine. But then there's the identification with that. I'm not doing it right. I should do it differently. If there's pain, there is my pain, and this is happening to me, and poor me, and I've had so much pain in my life, and why is it happening to me now? So this, as opposed to there's pain. Pain is here, pain is present, without adding the taking it personally, without associating with me, myself, and I. And sometimes in meditation circles, this is called normalizing the meditation experience, because if everything is seen as just normal, this is like, of course, this is what's happening. Maybe there's less indication to take it personally. Even when we start thinking me, myself, and mine thoughts, there's an art of not taking that personally. Well, that's what the mind does. It's not me, it's not who I am to have those thoughts. It's just, those are just thoughts. It's normal, and not to identify with it. So maybe if such an outrageous thing seems appealing to you on this meditation, maybe you could sit and whatever happens in the meditation to not define yourself by it. Not measure it against me, myself, and mine, and not have this instinct or this movement towards my pain, my difficulty, my thinking, and rather just thinking. There might be difficulties, and there's a difficulty. There might be pain, pain. There might be joy, joy, as opposed to my joy. boy, this is good. I'm so glad this is happening to me. I've had such a difficult day, the time, and I'm going to hold on to this and remember this because I need to tell my friends. So there's, you know, the movement of getting involved and entangled and making it complicated. And that's one of the reasons why it can be a shortcut to peace, to not take anything personally in meditation, is to because of all the complications that happen once we start personalizing, making it personal and about me. And if what I'm saying doesn't mean anything to you or not interesting, by all means, please don't try it this meditation, but that'll be the focus. So here we have a meditation posture. And without taking this body that is present for you personally, but to listen to it, to sense and feel your body, and feel what posture the body would like to take for meditation. From within the body itself, if you bring attention to the tensions, the holdings, and the comforts of the body, what would feel good for the body? What posture? And if the eyes, would like to relax, if the eyes are ready to soften and relax, perhaps the gaze can be lowered. Maybe the eyelids will close gently. And how does this body want to breathe right now? Feeling the breathing within the torso. For the body, from the body's perspective, is the breathing comfortable or uncomfortable? And whatever it is, let it be the body's discomfort, the breathing's discomfort, the body's comfort. Allow it to be without taking it personally, or allow it to be as if this is normal. It's like the weather that comes and goes in different ways. So how you breathe comes and goes, and sometimes comfortable, sometimes not. And is there some adjustment the breathing would like? For the breathing itself, is there any movement towards breathing deeper or slower or more shallow? Anywhere in the body, the breathing, the torso will relax. Any part of the body that responds to the exhale with a relaxing. What responds in your body to the inhale? Is there an upwelling of something or a little bit of something that's energized as you breathe in? And with the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out, how does the mind know itself? Is the mind comfortable or uncomfortable? The thinking mind, the process of thinking, how does it experience itself? Is it experience itself as being fast or slow, or calm or agitating? Is there any calming or relaxing that the mind wants to do, or the thinking mind wants to slow down or let go? Let it come from the mind, from the thinking itself, not from you. What is the thinking mind? How does it want to let go, relax? And if it doesn't, let it be normal. Everything is normal. It's just nature, just phenomena unfolding. Sitting here, letting all things be as they are. And if there's anything that you are doing, it's being aware of it. The natural unfolding of experience. That unfolds on its own without needing to be taken personally. Perhaps noticing the things that occur without any choice or will or influence of you yourself. Maybe sounds occur. Maybe sensations occur that there was no plan on those occurring. Maybe thoughts. The things that arise and occur, that occur impersonally, in that there's no choice and self involved in making it happen. Just there. There to be aware of. Here to be aware of. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, is there a way that kindness can arise without being personal? Of course, it's in you, but you don't define yourself by it or appropriate it as mine or me. There's simply the presence of a simple kindness or care. Maybe living in the heart, the chest, maybe in unusual places, the hands, the eyes. And let yourself gaze upon the world kindly. Appreciating that kindness, friendliness can flow from this being that you are, this heart that you have, and to spend the last minute seconds of the meditation bringing forth that kindness and intentionally wishing well for others, whoever it's easy to do that for, any way that's easy, any way that feels safe, to evoke well-wishing. May it be that from this meditation practice there flows a river of kindness, a current in the ocean of humanity, a current of kindness from each of us individually, from us as a community. May that kindness flow out with the wish that others be happy, others be safe, others be peaceful, others be free. And may our kindness and friendliness contribute to that.